This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. You're probably wondering, where is everybody? Well, they went to their sinks. They're trying to figure out now how to wash Netilas Yadayim. So they went out to get like actual Netilas Yadayim cups. So they'll eventually find an actual cup to wash their hands with to start their day. For example, this cup. Now, many people, for let's say Kiddush, they'll take this cup and they'll take a second one. But you could be like the guy selling caps with the monkeys. You could pile it up. You could use 10,000 plastic cups. You still can't make Kiddush on it. Really? Could anybody make Kiddush? Yes. If your mother is not Jewish, you could make Kiddush. You don't even have to use two plastic, even one plastic cup. You could make Kiddush on it. Okay. And you could even use schnapps. You know what? I'll be lenient. If you're not Jewish, you could even use schnapps. Okay. Just, I thought I might mention that. Okay, we're learning Simen Kuf Nun Tes Siv Beis. Simen Kuf Nun Tes Siv Beis. V'hani mili shenoytel derech piv lamala. Shema shemimenu min hanekev ulamala enoy chashev kechli. V'nimtza she'en amayim boim al yada mehakli. This din that you're wa- this din that if there's a hole in it, there's an issue. That's only where you're washing from the opening above, so that what's above the nekev is not a kli, so the water is not coming onto your hand from a kli. In other words, we just said if there's a hole in a kli, then you can't use the kli for Netilas Yadayim. Why not? Because even though below the hole, the vessel could contain a revius, but above the hole, the vessel can't contain anything. So it comes out, the water is touching the part of the kli, which is not a kli because it doesn't contain anything because there's a hole below it. Aval, however, im noitel derech hanekev, if you want to wash until it's down through the hole, shari, kimen shemachzik revius mimenu ulamata. Meaning like this. You know, it is a good thing. Now this is going to be very hard for you, okay? You see this non-kli over here? You see this plastic, disposable, non-kli? You see this thing you can't use for Netilas Yadayim or Kiddush? Well, I know you're going to have a hard time, but make believe for a minute it's made out of metal, okay? And it's an actual kli. Now, we're going to make a hole in it, okay? There's a hole now in the kli. In this... Okay, there you go. There's a nice hole in the kli. Now, above the hole, it can't contain anything. So when you're washing like that, then you're not yotzi because the water is coming from something which is not a kli. But if you want to wash from the hole, you want to pour on your hand from the hole, because from the hole and below, it does contain a revius. So you could do that. Meaning, it doesn't render the whole thing not a kli. It renders the part that can contain a revius not a kli. So if you're pouring from the top, derech piv, it's not going to work. Aval im noitel derech hanekev, if you're going to pour through the hole, shari, kiven shemachzik revius mimen olmata, since it contains a revius from below. Okay, siv katan yod, aval im noitel v'chulu, v'hatam delamat min hanekev choshev adayin kli. The reason you could do this is because below the hole is still considered a kli, kiven shemachzik revius, because it contains revius. Demasha noito min hanekev, because what you wash from the hole, have a kamay noitel mi barza. It's like washing from a spigot, lekaman b'sefei. There's no reason you can't wash from the hole. V'chol zehu dasa shulchan aruch. This entire presentation is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, Shehetik Lidina es divrei hator, who codifies l'halacha, the words of the Torah. Aval harbe poiskim cholkim bezeh. Many poiskim disagree with this. Namely, And they say that if it's an earthenware kli that's designated for liquid, the whole thing's considered a broken piece of pottery. You can't use it at all. Even through the hole. In other words, this is the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber says only from the hole and above is not considered a kli. So therefore, if you pour it like that, the water is coming from something that's not a kli. But it doesn't render this whole item not a kli. However, the opinion of many poskim, Sharatian says the smag, the smak. And the Magen Avraham says that's the maskan, the Rambam, and the Rajba. And it's a little bit mashed that way from the Gra. They say the whole thing is not a kli. Why is the hole not like the barzav sifhei? Because the barza and sifhei was made that way initially, but here something broke. If you don't have another kli, you could be soimich on the mechaber to be machsher derech hanekev. Could you make a bracha? Interesting. What would be better, a plastic cup or a kli with a hole in it? Yeah, what would be better, a plastic cup or a kli in a hole? Well, the Minchas Yitzchak would say, of course, a kli with a hole. A plastic cup is not a kli. The Arlet Zion says, L'chaira, a hole with a kli, because he says, if you don't have any other kli and you only have a plastic cup, use a plastic cup, but don't make a bracha. What would the halacha be with this cup with a hole in it? Could you make a bracha? Maybe, yeah. Not sure. But we did point out the diuk of the Shavus Yitzchak from Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe's issue with the disposable is because for Kois Shabracha, you need Kois Na'a, which is Masha Rav Moshe holds, it does have a shame kli. Okay. Weiter. When we come back, I'm in like kli, fine. Uvachli charis hamiyuchad la'achalen. If you have earthenware that's designated for food, the shiurai la'inyan tumah kamaitzi zesim, that its shear regarding tumah is if it lets out an olive's worth, meaning we saw in Sif Aleph that in order for a kli to be pasul, it needs to be not just it lets out water, it has to be kakoines mashke. It needs to be kakoines mashka. But kli cheres has a different shear regarding what would render it no longer a kli legabe tumah. It's a little bit of a different shear. Namely, kemoitzi zesim. V'chein b'shar kelim de'enim shal cheres. Deloi nitaru mitumasun kol yama al yedei nekev kakoines mashka. Nira mimagamam de'kol yama mutolito derech ha-nekev. If it's a kli that has this larger shear to remove it from being able to be mekabel tuma, then everyone agrees you could be samech on the mechaber, that if it has this little hole, you could wash derech nekev, because it may not even be considered no longer a kli because of the hole in it. Veda, delefi hamizbar lekamon besimen kuf samach bei siv gimel, bemaskanas harbe achreinim sham, that according to what it's explained later on in Simikov Samach Beis of Gimel, in the conclusion of many Achroinim, lo yeh mutter derech hanekev litol, rakish hanekev yeh al kaponim godok tzas. If you are going to be samech on the mechaber and wash derech nekev, the hole has to be somewhat big. that the flow of water is continuous. Otherwise, it might be usher because it's a partial washing. You're going to wash where a drip, and then a drip, and then a drip. So even if you're going to be soymech on the mechaber, it would have to be able to produce a continuous flow. This is all in a pressing circumstance. For sure, you should be mahader to use a kli shalem.
He's talking about a steady stream, but he's talking about washing the chatzayin. That's if literally is a tiny hole and it will be a drip, drip, drip. But if there's any substantial hole, when he says big hole, he means like a crack that would drip through.
Right, or a tiny hole where the moisture comes out literally little by little.
But any stream whatsoever technically could be washed.
Yeah, because nitzuk.
You're washing your whole land at once.
Yes, nitzuk harehu chibar. As long as it's continuous, so it's connected to all the water in the yes. Yeah. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.